appreciation. It's really a rare time when Source gives you a hug thanks you for what you do.
That was so sweet. Oh, that is so beautiful. And another question, because I feel the non-physical beings around me a lot of the time. Get goosebumps, and it just feels so wonderful. I meditate twice a day, every day, for many, many, many years. And as I sit to meditate, I feel this wonderfulness. Are they, like, they came into that room? Are they my inner beings, my non-physical beings, or is that you, Abraham?
Well, again, in the quantifying, it is your. We don't want to use the word support team because support is usually upstream. We don't want to use fairies of the universe because it's frivolous. Right. We don't really want to use the word God because it freaks you out because you've already got attitudes about that. Yes. But it is all of that. It is the source energy. It is the you that is really you. But we want you to understand that that's around you all the time, no matter what. The thing that we want to talk about is, why were you aware of it? Why are you aware of it? And you're aware of it when you're in vibrational proximity to it, you see. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's separate from you. It's something that is you when you get in that vibrational frequency. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes, most of the time. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
Can you hear me? Thank you. Before I had come across Abraham, I had been in a rather unsuccessful career for a lot of years. And I was so good at paddling upstream, I had mastered it to the point that I could probably out-row an Olympic rower. And then through your teachings, I learned how to let go of my oars, primarily through a focus wheel. And this year, 2006, my business took off the way that I wanted it to. Now I'm finding myself in a position where I'm in doubt and thinking that, was that year just a lot of dumb luck? So what I'm trying to really get at is to eliminate the doubt and move myself into knowing, to know that it will always be there. And I think I know how to work it through, but the anxiety hits once in a while when the doubt comes in, and I'm just trying to get to that next stage where I don't have to worry about doubt.
Well, the good news is you now know what to do. You know that the doubt means you're having an upstream thought, and you know what to do about it. But we want to talk about your story here, because you're not alone in that. The fun way to tell this story is that most of you have done enough wanting to keep yourselves going for 20 or 30 lifetimes. So you have a really strong current going. And a little bit of releasing of resistance goes a long way when your current's moving that strong. And so it isn't dumb luck. It's finally letting yourself go. But then what happens, and this is a little bit of what you're feeling, once you start flowing, you soon forget what it felt like when you weren't flowing. And you sort of identify a new place that you're standing in. In other words, everything is perceptual and everything is relational. Let us start at another place. When you really, really want something that you really, really haven't figured out to let happen, and then you stop doing that thing that's keeping it from happening and you let it happen, not only do you receive the benefit of the releasing of resistance, which is what you said, and the byproduct of it, which is a business that really takes off, but you also gain a new vantage point from which to take your next step, so to speak. So at the all that time that you were setting that business into motion and not allowing it, now in sort of one fell swoop you've begun to allow it, and now you're in the position of now setting forth more rockets of desire from where you are now. But the contrast is not nearly as great within you as it was before.